Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with the first lesson on overcoming fear. As we get into this lesson, I want to review the three lessons we had on the spirit of adoption. Just a quick review, because lesson two, under the heading of the spirit of adoption, opens the door to the question of fear. In the first lesson, under the spirit of adoption, we looked at Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. In that lesson, I maintained that adopted children must learn to love their adopted father. I put it this way because, first of all, we're looking at adopted children of God. And as adopted children of God, you and I receive the spirit of adoption working in our hearts, giving us a love for the Father so that we call out to the Father and call him Father and embrace him as Father. You and I must learn to love our Heavenly Father, not just think of him as a father distant from us in a faraway land, but we must have a deep love in our hearts for our Heavenly Father. In the same way, adopted children must learn to love their adoptive parents. They too must join a new family and be reoriented in that family and learn to love in that family, not only their siblings, but also their new adoptive parents. The problem is that they bring the baggage of fear into the adoptive situation. And so, we looked at the matter of fear and turned to Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, where we saw the spirit of adoption displaces the spirit of fear. It seems to me this is one of the outcomes of Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God, and that Spirit working in our heart displaces the spirit of fear. And this is a process through which you and I must go as adopted children of God. Similarly, adopted children in adoptive families in this world must overcome fear. In many ways, they don't realize that this is what's taking place in their lives. They come into their adoptive families with the baggage of fear because suddenly they've been torn away from their birth parents and placed in orphanages, in foster families, and then often in adoptive families, and progressively fear develops, fear of the unknown. And so, they too must overcome this fear. Part of what I want to do in the lesson today is look at overcoming fear. But don't be surprised. You see, as young children in adoptive families begin to overcome the fear that's resident in their lives and understand that there is a love that the Father has for them and that they are learning to love their adoptive parents, that backsliding takes place. This is true in the church among the children of God, and this is true among adoptive families also. Don't be surprised when adopted children of God slip back into the old ways of life. This is what Paul warns about in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 9. Paul says, "But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless elemental things to which you desire to be enslaved all over again? Why are you turning back again to your old ways?" Well, this is part of what takes place. Backsliding, it's often called. And when you see this among the children of God, don't be surprised. Rather, embrace those individuals, seek them out, and draw them back into the family of God, into the fellowship of the church. This is part of our responsibility in the church as adopted children of God. In like manner, adopted children in adoptive families in this world may also slip back into their old patterns. They may begin to love their adopted parents, and they may begin to experience fear pushed away and pushed out of their lives. But then, in particular circumstances, they may slip back into the old patterns of life. Don't be surprised if this is the case, but rather seek to further embrace these adopted children, just like you would seek to embrace adopted children of God and bring them back into the loving fold of the Christian family. So, if overcoming fear is a process, how is it that you and I are to overcome fear? Well, the Bible gives us a hint. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verses 14 and 15. I'm looking at the second part of verse 14 and the first part of verse 15. "And do not fear their fear." Literally, this is what it says. "And do not fear their fear, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts." The basic exhortation is, do not fear what others fear, and do not be troubled. The word troubled has the idea of being stirred up in your heart and being fearful in your heart. This is the idea at the end of verse 14. Do not fear their fear. In other words, don't fear what others fear. The basic fear unbelievers have is the fear of death. Hebrews chapter 2 and verses 14 and 15 tell us this is the case. Listen. "Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives." Here is a text about Jesus Christ going through death. How does he go through death? He passes through death by experiencing death himself and then by being raised from the grave. The text speaks about the devil who has the power of death. And what the text means here is that the devil uses death as an instrument of fear against unbelievers. And Most unbelieving individuals fear death. This is the basic fear. I remember so well in Vietnam going to the aid station and getting down on my hands and knees next to a young man who had been seriously injured. He had a terrible leg injury. And when he looked at me, he bore his eyes into my eyes and said, "Chaplain, am I going to die? I don't want to die." You see, that basic innate fear of death was coming out. And other fears attend the fear of death. Death is a basic fear of the unknown. And death intimates darkness. And passing into darkness is attended with fear, because it's a fear of the unknown. And darkness can be chilling when it's attended by this fear of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen to us bodily. And so chills run up and down our spine. The fear of the unknown and the fear of death and the fear of what will happen tomorrow. The fear of the unknown. The fear of what will happen when we get old. The fear of the unknown. The fear of what will happen to us when we do die. The fear of the unknown. Do not fear what others fear. This is the basic exhortation in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. And how do you overcome this fear? Peter answers, "And do not fear what they fear, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your heart." You see, the answer to fear is Jesus Christ. The answer to the fear of death is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went through death and was raised again. And the basic Christian confession is that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You see, there again is the answer to the fear of death, the resurrection. The resurrection is the great hope of the Christian. And you and I are to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. In the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ reveals himself as the one who has the keys of death and Hades. In other words, Jesus Christ is the Lord over death. Yes, the devil uses the specter, the idea of death, as a weapon against us and engenders fear within us. But Jesus Christ is the true authority over death and hell. And so, you and I must learn to love Jesus Christ and learn to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in our hearts that he is the one who was raised from the dead and will, in the end, raise you and I from the dead as he has promised. Paul also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3, I believe it is, that no one can confess Jesus as Lord except by the Holy Spirit, Oh yes, you can say Jesus is Lord and not really mean it. Not really have the belief in your heart that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But if you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, if you have received the Spirit of adoption, which cries out, Abba, Father, and the love of God has been poured out in your heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to you, and you confess Jesus Christ as Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you really mean it, it makes all the difference in the world as to how you will live. Because then you realize that you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. All the things that others fear pale in insignificance under the hand of Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so the answer to fear is to set Christ aside or set Christ apart in your heart as Lord. Recognize Him as the true Lord and King of your life and the true Lord and King of the universe, so that you really do see that nothing takes place in this life that is outside of the purview of His power. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purposes. That's not just a slogan you put on a plaque and put on the wall. Every molecule in the universe is working together under the hand of God to bring about that which is good for the likes of you and me. Jesus Christ actually is the Lord of glory. And so, set Him aside as Lord in your heart. This is, ultimately, the answer to the fears of this life, and it is ultimately the answer to the fear of death. Similarly, children who are adopted into our families in this world must learn to love Jesus Christ. They must learn the things about Jesus Christ, how He came into this world as a baby, how He lived as a little boy in this world, how He grew up and He was nailed cruelly to a cross, and that took place in order that He might pay the penalty due to us for our sins. But death did not grip Him and retain Him and hold Him in the grave. No, He was raised again. And He ascended into heaven. And He poured out the Holy Spirit on the likes of us so that we might believe in Him. Little children adopted into our families who experience fear must learn about Jesus Christ, and they must confess Jesus Christ as Lord by the Holy Spirit working in them. And this is the answer to their fear. In the end, this is the answer to the fear of those of us who are adopted children of God, and this is the answer to the fear of little children who are adopted into our families in this world. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Thanks for listening.